This is Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX. I'm Tyler Pratt. It's time for Issues and Ideas, a show that features a wide variety of local voices sharing their thoughts and perspectives. The Central Coast has a new option for getting fit. It's called aerial arts, also known as flying trapeze. This type of workout is newly available in Santa Barbara through the Santa Barbara Trapeze Company. You may have seen advertisements while driving through town. The school is located in the Earl Warren Showground, visible from the 101 freeway. Contributor Beth Thornton recently spoke with instructor Shane Weave.
This is Beth Thornton for Issues and Ideas. I'm talking with Shane Weaver, who runs the Santa Barbara Trapeze Company with partners Randy Cohn and F.A. Ilke. Welcome, Shane. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks a lot, Beth. It's great to be here.
So a trapeze workout is definitely a new fitness idea for the general public. Tell us how the idea came about and why you chose Santa Barbara.
Flying trapeze is a fantastic old complete body workout. I've been teaching trapeze for about 17 years now recreationally. I guess trapeze originally became more so available to the public through Club Med. You could come down and go and fly when you're on vacation. And then after that, it became more so in larger cities and become really popular that it's something I can go and do that is kind of cool and fun and exciting and also a great workout.
You're on the Earl Warren Showgrounds property in the parking lot there. So it's outside. People can see you flipping and flying as they're driving by.
Yes. We're right on the highway at Earl Warren, right by the 101. And every time I mention trapeze to anybody, everyone says, I've seen you guys flying as I drive by. So
give us a little of your personal history with trapeze. Mm-hmm. How were you introduced to it and how has it been a part of your life?
So I was introduced to flying trapeze and the circus arts through French Woods Festival at the summer camp in upstate New York. I went there when I was 18 as a water ski instructor. And once I got there, they needed an extra guy for the trapeze and I'm strong. And so they said, okay, come on down. And from then I fell in love with it. I was 18 then and I went back when I was 19 and 20 as a counselor every year and learned more and more circus. And then when I went back to Australia for a few years, I trained some more with a trainer in Australia. And since then I've managed flying trapeze rigs in Cincinnati and also in Long Island in New York and now in Santa Barbara.
Have you ever been a part of a circus?
I've never traveled to the circus and performed as a performer. Randy has traveled as a performer, one of our partners, and I've performed plenty with our schools. If we put on a show, sometimes we'll put on an exhibition, which is a wonderful opportunity. We have some of our students fly. They get to kind of show their skills, and their friends and family can come out and watch a little low-key flying trapeze show, and then afterwards we usually fly as well, so they get to see the guys who are throwing a little bigger tricks and a little crazier. And
is trapeze like a combination of acrobatics and trampoline, or what are the similar sports?
Yes, gymnasts do really well, and it's actually very similar to diving and also to trampoline. So trampoline skills play very well. It's that twisting and turning through the air. We have some pole vaulters now. One of our new guys is a pole vaulter, and that force out, that push to go up and over, suits really well with trapeze. So
basically being fearless with a strong upper body?
Fearless is not actually necessary. It is helpful, but it's interesting when people come, even if they're very, really, really afraid of heights and they get up and just swing and they're like, I'm doing trapeze and this is enough for me, that is great. We want to encourage that. And if someone wants to come and they're a gymnast and want to do crazy backflips and whatever, we want to encourage that too. So fearless or not fearless is not a problem. You don't even really have to have a lot of upper body strength. You're not doing pull-ups, so you're not really moving or pulling up when you're on the trapeze. You're just hanging and swinging. So as long as you can hang by your hands from a pull-up bar for 10 or 15 seconds, you would easily be able to do the trapeze. A 75-year-old lady flew the other day, and she did great and had an awesome time.
Do you have people coming out to train with you who are maybe interested in things like Cirque du Soleil?
One of our staff, LJ, has flown with Cirque before, so we have some really high-end instructors. Usually if that happens, it's only kind of one-off or is not as common, but sometimes flyers will come out. We've had professional flyers come out and fly with us for a week, and they're usually friends of ours, and we know them, so they're coming and kind of training with staff.
You opened in September, just a few months ago. I've noticed that there are people out there, and you're giving a lot of lessons. So walk us through lesson number one.
So when somebody comes for a first class, most of the people that fly with us are beginners, have never done it before. As they come, obviously you sign your waiver, you get to check out the trapeze, get a little excited, get a little nervous. Once we get the class started, we'll give you an introduction, we'll give you the lowdown on what to expect. This is what's going to happen. You're going to climb the ladder, the safety line's here. So you're fully aware of what you're about to step into. We put on your safety harness, and one at a time, you climb up the ladder. When you get up the top of the ladder, the instructor clips you in, gets you ready to take off, and when you're ready, you take the leap. We usually just have you swing, enjoy the trapeze, you get the feeling of that, the takeoff. It's a pretty overwhelming, even just doing that. So we usually try and work at everybody's pace so they're comfortable, and then when they're ready, we teach you to hook your knees on the bar like you would on the monkey bars when you're a kid, and hang upside down by your hands and arch back. We're doing that with the goal, if you're ready by the end of class to swing across, we put another instructor up on the other trapeze and they hang upside down by their legs, usually me or one of the other guys. We do a mid-air transfer. You straighten your legs and we swing down. You swing together with me and then we swing back up and you sit in the net, just let go, and then you're done. That's like the grand finale toward the end of class. Not everybody does it. Sometimes people just swing, and sometimes people take two or three classes to learn to do the knee hang, and that's totally okay. It's flying trapeze. It's awesome and challenging.
What's the ultimate flying trapeze move? At what point can you go out and boast about being a flying trapeze artist?
Probably as soon as you've done your first class. A lot of people are boasting, and I encourage that. We're like, yeah, you did a knee hang in a backflip. Tell everybody. Obviously, you have your photos and your videos, so people are usually boasting pretty quick, but usually once you step into like a layout or a double back tuck is like the first bigger trick that you'll see. If you go to see a circus show, that's usually like what they're starting with is this double back tuck, or and then it goes to like a double layout. So they're laying the back flips out, which is crazy, and they even do a double-double, which is a double layout. And while they're doing the double layout backflip, they're doing two twists as well. So they... It's incredible to watch. To watch it, it looks like they're just flipping through the
air.
Like
crazy. This comes after years of
years
practice.
Years and years and years of practice.
Tell us about the rig.
It's actually quite a simple design. It's four A-frames that kind of go up and across and over. They're made of aluminum, aircraft grade aluminum. Everything's rated to about 10 times the amount of what we need. We could probably hang a car from the rig. One is the pedestal board where you climb up and stand on. The next A-frame is where the trapeze hangs from and you swing backwards and forwards from that one. The third one is where the catcher swings from, where I would swing from if we do the transfer. And the fourth one is where the net comes along and goes up at the end. So if I caught you and somehow we let go and the safety line is hidden, you would land in the net and roll down. So when we're not set up, you don't see the net, but when we're running classes and you see people flipping, you'll see the net.
And how high is the platform?
And so the top of the rig is about 33 feet, and the platform probably stands around 23 or 24.
Do you ever have people freeze up on the platform and you kind of have to coax them into grabbing the bar? And
Obviously, what we're doing is bringing people right up to the edge of their comfort zone. We specialize in looking after our students in that way. They're very nervous to reach out, and they're very nervous to take the plunge off the platform. But once they're swinging, they're like, this is great, and that was so much fun, and I was so worried about that moment. And now that it's over, it was great. So, and that's the thing, you get there and you go, wow, this is pretty crazy, but these guys are organized, it's buttoned up, our space is beautiful. We take pride in how we're presenting ourselves, the flying trapeze, as a sport and as our company. The fun of trapeze is wonderful, but to leave and think, wow, I'm like tougher than I thought, or maybe it puts a little crack in that glass ceiling of like, what am I capable of?
Imagine that the weather does play a small role. I mean, Santa Barbara obviously has fairly mild weather, but you don't fly in the rain.
We don't.
Or what about heavy winds?
So usually if it's like super heavy winds, or if it's raining like before class, we won't. Sometimes if we're in class and it would be a light drizzle, it's not bad because we're we're not, like, everything, the bar stays dry. Everything you pretty much you're swinging on, we keep dry. If at any point in time it's like, listen, it's not safe, we'll cut it off. Safety is obviously our number one concern. And
tell people who are interested in this how they can get a hold of you and what they should plan to wear and all of that kind of thing.
The website is called Fly Trapeze Santa Barbara. It's just athletic wear, tight fitting. You don't want to wear loose jewelry, but pretty much anybody can fly, ages 4 and up. You don't wear shoes, but you can bring your socks along. And we have a lot of information on our frequently asked questions page on our website as well.
Shane, thank you so much for talking with me today. Shane Weaver from Santa Barbara Trapeze Company.
Thanks.
I'm Beth Wharton.